This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Joy 94.0. That finished really quickly, didn't it?
You just said you do the intro and then you went, yeah, on Joy. You know, we need to clarify these
We
things.
Do.
I miss you, David, during the week.
But we saw each other this week.
I know, but I was in drag.
So was I.
Yeah, but
oh,
I looked
God.
Hideous.
No, you looked nice. I looked hideous.
Well, no, the dress was nice, but the whole hair makeup thing just looked
You had
wrong.
Eyelashes and everything with a little
Spiders.
Sequins on it.
I did.
I looked really good. And makeup. Ooh.
Oh, I know. Makeup.
What about the sexy girl that did your makeup? Was pretty
she was
cool,
cute.
Wasn't
she? I liked yeah. it when she bent down. Jim says hello, and he says Pet Shop Boys and Go Teachers.
Yeah. Oh, so he's covering two bases there.
Jim's the name of my gramps. So that's not really nice. Terry says he would like to go into the draw for the CD.
Yep.
And Sammy has sent in a picture. That's nice.
Yep.
But right now we're going to catch up with Shane Carmody, David.
Yes.
You love a good exhibition.
I do.
He's from the State Library and the exhibition is called Love and Devotion.
Hello, Shane.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. We haven't seen you for a while.
No, well, you know, I'm around.
You're around, yeah.
Yeah.
Such a busy library, isn't it? You have so many yeah. exhibitions
yeah,
and activity all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about this one. It sounds fascinating.
This is our second big international exhibition. A few people will remember the medieval manuscript one we had a few years ago.
Yep.
And this one we're doing with the Bodleian Library at Oxford University.
Yep.
And it's an exhibition of beautiful Persian manuscripts all about love.
Oh,
love poetry.
Nice.
And they're magnificently illustrated. And most people know about the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, you know, the loaf of bread and the jug of wine and whatever they got up to under the tree. And but it's an exhibition that traces the connections and intersections between the ancient tradition of Persian poetry and European love poetry. So there's a famous story of Leila and Majnun, which is repeated really as Romeo and Juliet. And there's references from a poem called The Conferences of the Birds in some of Chaucer's poetry. So these things are being drawn out in the exhibition, but it will just be beautiful.
But it's not just going in and looking at the manuscripts.
Yep.
There's a whole lot of other activities.
That's the word.
Thank you.
Yes, there are lectures and there are events, there are music concerts, there are all sorts of things happening. And they're not just about the books or about the history of those books. Some of it's quite contemporary. There's a poetry slam with some pretty cool young Persian poets here in Melbourne. And so I think there'll be a lot there for people to see. And all of it's available on our website now, so you can find out all about what's happening at the exhibition. It opens on the 9th of March,
uh-huh.
And it's free.
Excellent.
That's the best thing.
Now, we'll come back because there's so much to talk about
yep.
at the library. We'll come back in a sec.
The Loop on 11. Remember when...
Oh, yes, there you go. It's Friday Drive, and you're with David and Sue, and a special guest, Sean, from the State Library.
Shane.
Hi. No, it's not State
Shane.
Library, is it?
Shane.
Did I say Sean?
Yeah.
Sorry, Shane.
That's right.
He's the Director of Development. He's quite fancy.
Is it State Library or just...
State Library.
State Library,
State Library
of Victoria.
Yeah,
it's not just me then, is it?
Yeah, well, no, all of a sudden...
Is there a lack of oxygen
one of those,
in the studio?
It's one of those names that you think, oh, you know, has it got another name or you know, like, whatever. As you're sitting here, and I can see the reflection in the window, the beautiful dome of the
it's
State Library.
A great view from here,
yeah.
It's fantastic.
Now, we're talking about the Love and Devotion exhibition, David.
Yep.
But you wanted to catch up about something else, didn't you?
Yeah. What else have you got on?
Well, we've just announced calls for entries for our creative fellowships.
Right.
So they carry grants ranging from $12,500 through to $25,000 for people who have fantastic creative ideas to use the library's collection for a book or for a series of artworks or music or any sort of creative endeavour.
Yeah.
And the information about that is on our website as well. And there are a couple of other fellowships that the library has in association, including the Georges Mora Fellowship for a practicing artist. So anybody, yeah, practicing one, not a good one. And anybody who's got any great ideas should have a look at those fellowships because we love these slightly mad people in the library using our collections and creating wonderful things, and we give you money and a place to do it in.
Well, David, we've got ideas.
We can go down there. We can go.
Let's do a show from
the library. Performance pieces. Yes, I will.
And there's so many exhibition spaces in the library, isn't there?
Yes.
How many is there all up?
Well, we've got three permanent exhibitions. One is our paintings gallery, the Cowan Gallery, which shows all sorts of interesting historical paintings of Melbourne and some contemporary work as well. And then we have two around the domed reading room and a beautiful one called Mirror of the World, Books and Ideas from our rare book collection, which is just amazing.
Mm.
And the other one, just one level up, is called Changing Face of Victoria and has things like Ned Kelly's armour and all sorts of other historical items.
Mm.
And people who come to our library are just stunned by these, and particularly people from overseas. They just don't expect the buildings to start with, let alone the collections.
Yeah.
And I've been to lots of great libraries around the world, and I'm yet to see one that has as much space to show stuff.
Mm.
Because libraries have these fantastic things, but they have them locked away for people to use for research, and this way people can actually get to enjoy them.
Got
to
be hands-on. And that's our state library.
Yeah. And you were just saying before off-air that that dome that we're looking at is turning 100 soon.
That's right. That's
like
right.
David.
It turns... yes, that's right. Slightly ahead of you, David MB. It turns 100 in 2013.
Right. So excellent.
We'll be having all sorts of celebrations next year. So, just come to the library and enjoy it. And certainly come to the Love and Devotion exhibition because it'll be very memorable.
Wouldn't miss it. I love going down to the
library. In March, so keep your eye on the website.
Yep. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, I love it.
We'll
Thank
see you soon.
Okay,
whoever you
thanks,
are,
David.
Sean, Shane, Simon. You're on Friday Drive on Joy.
94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.